10% of WYXR's annual funding, $85,000, used to come from federal support. That funding is now gone. If you enjoy this archive, please make a donation, start a monthly gift, or add a few dollars to your current one. As public media faces an uncertain future, support from our Memphis community matters more than ever. Give now at WYXR.org.
Welcome to another edition of the Baroque Down Palace. I am your host, Patrick Sansone, brought to you by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee. And welcome to another hour of music from the 1960s and 1970s that features some orchestral elements in the mix, some influence from the classical world. And let's get going with the great Simon and Garfunkel from their 1968 album, Bookends. This is Fakin' It here on the Baroque Down Palace.
When she goes, she's gone. What she wants to do, she knows what she wants to do, and I know I'm faking it. I'm not really making it. Such a dubious soul. In the fallen vines, picking up the punchlines. I've just been faking it, not really making it. Is there any danger? Treat your friendly neighbors honestly. I've just been faking it, not really making it. This feeling of faking it, I still haven't shaken it. Prior to this lifetime, look at me.
Good morning, Mr. Leach. Have you had a busy day?
I own the teller's face and hands. I am the teller's face and hands. I know I'm faking it, faking it. I'm not really making it. This feeling of shaking it, shaking it. I know I'm faking it. I'm not really making
exclusively for me, something to warm me on a lonely winter's night. And if I want to think someone's thinking of me, I look into my song and see who I can see. When my pages curl and hurl me now from key to key, through the gloom. to unlock my mind, and I feel free. The winter's night gives way to a warm summer's day. Turned off, but there's no woman to turn on. There's no happiness in having to undress. I put such thoughts aside and listen to my song. Night makes things better, and my song does the rest. This is a song written exclusively for me. Something to warm me on a lonely winter's night. And if I want to think someone's thinking of me, I look into my song and see who I can see.
Starts falling on my face. has gone away. I know I'm gonna see a better day. Right now I think I'm crying, crying. Because of you I'm crying.
That was the Dramatics with the symphonic soul classic In the Rain from their 1972 debut album called What You See Is What You Get. Dramatics were a Detroit-based band, but with strong Memphis connections. They recorded this debut album for the Stax Volt label in 1972, and the strings and horns on the album were arranged by an arranger named Johnny Allen, who also in 1972 won a Grammy Award for his string arranging on the theme from Shaft, working with Isaac Hayes, and he also arranged the strings and horns on Isaac Hayes' Hot Buttered Soul album. We started the show today with Simon and Garfunkel from their 1968 album Bookends and the track Fakin' It, with strings arranged by the great arranger Jimmy Haskell, who we have featured on the show before. Jimmy Haskell, famous for his arrangement on Ode to Billy Joe by Bobby Gentry and many other big hits in the 1960s. Bookends, coming out in 1968, definitely influenced by Sgt. Pepper and certainly Simon & Garfunkel's most psychedelic Baroque pop album. That was followed by Colin Blunstone, favorite here at the Baroque Down Palace, with a song from his 1972 album Ennismore, which was his second solo album. The track we heard was called A Sign From Me to You, with a beautiful string arrangement by Christopher Gunning, who he had worked with on his previous album One Year. That was followed by Judy Collins with a track called Sky Fell from her 1968 album Wildflowers, an album that was an influence on the artist Nick Drake, who was a fan of this album when he was preparing to make his debut solo album, very influenced by the orchestral arrangements on the Judy Collins record. And we followed that up with the Dramatics with In the Rain. You are listening to the Baroque Down Palace. Let's get into set number two here. This is a band called Marmalade with probably their most well-known song, a single from 1969. This is Reflections of My Life here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Changing of sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
The greetings of people in trouble.
Oh,
nothing that we couldn't do for you. There's no use sitting on the fence when you know it all makes sense. There's enough room for you, and there's enough room for me, and that's the way it's gonna be.
Thank you. what can I say? She's a walking away from what we've seen. What can I do? Still loving you, it's all a dream. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? What can I do? She's the same way through with how it was. What will I try? I still don't see why she says what she does. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? Can I say she's walking away from what we've seen? What can I do? Still loving you, it's all a dream. How can we hang on to a dream? How can it really be the way it seems? Can we hang on to a dream?
That's Tim Hardin with the song How Can We Hang On to a Dream from his debut album, Tim Hardin 1, which came out in 1966. A very influential album in its time. A lot of artists covered songs from this album. One of the most famous was the version of his song Reason to Believe, which was recorded by Rod Stewart, who had a big hit with it. Tim Hardin also wrote Misty Roses, which was from this album, also covered by lots of people, including Colin Blunstone, who we heard earlier. If I Were a Carpenter, covered by lots of artists. Just a very influential record of its time, similar to The Band, when The Band released their debut album. It really kind of changed the game for a lot of rock bands of its era. A lot of folk singers and pop singers wanted to record material from Tim's first album. And this song, How Can We Hang On to a Dream, was recorded by several great artists. The Moody Blues recorded it, a band called The Nice, Gandolf, another psychedelic rock band of the time, Francois Hardy, the great French pop singer. But this is Tim's original version from his album. Sadly, Tim Hardin died way too young at age 39 in 1980. A very short career, very impactful. We started this set with Marmalade, a Scottish pop rock band from the 60s. This was their 1969 single, Reflections of My Life, which is their biggest hit, which was a big worldwide hit, which features a string arrangement by an arranger named Keith Mansfield, who was the force behind a studio called KPM, which provided a lot of instrumental library music for radio and television in the 60s and 70s, which has been sampled by lots of hip-hop and electronic artists over the years. But in the late 60s, he was arranging for pop bands as well, and he did the arrangement for this beautiful track by Marmalade. After Marmalade, it was another Scottish pop rock band, Steeler's Wheel, from their 1973 album, Fergus Lee Park, and the track we heard is called Waltz. Steeler's Wheel, famous for their big hit, Stuck in the Middle with You, and singer-songwriter Jerry Rafferty, after leaving Steeler's Wheel, went on to have big success with his album City to City, which featured the songs Baker Street and Right Down the Line. After Steeler's Wheel, it was another Scottish band. I'm just realizing we did a three-track-in-a-row stretch with Scottish bands. This was the band Pilot from 1974 and their big hit Magic from an album called From the Album of the Same Name. That is the name of the album. And this album was produced by Alan Parsons of the Alan Parsons Project, who had also been an engineer working with the Beatles and also engineered the Pink Floyd album Dark Side of the Moon, but this was his production, and the strings were arranged by the arranger Richard Hewson, who I know we've talked about before on the show, did a lot of classic string arrangements in this time, including the Beatles' The Long and Winding Road. And we ended up the set with Tim Hardin and How Can We Hang On to a Dream. We're going to take a short break, but we'll be back with more Baroque Down Palace after this. Welcome back to the Baroque Down Palace. Let's get back into the music with an artist named Jim Sullivan. This is from an album from 1969, and the album and the song are called UFO here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Shaking like a leaf on the desert heat. His daddy's got a bag that's so hard to beat. I bought me a ticket, got a front row seat. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye, looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did he come by UFO? Chicks will pull in the book I read. Only man I know that got up from the dead. A lot of people living by the words that I said. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye, looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did he come by UFO? Think he'll ever come again a different way? Maybe he is coming all hours away. Too much goodness is a sin today. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye, looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did he come? Just a little different than a previous year. I think the happiness is getting very near. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye, looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did he come by UFO? Did he come by UFO? Thank you.
some time to break it down, just to know why it's so hard. To maybe
That song is called Fly Home, and it's by the duo Keith Cross and Peter Ross from their 1971 album Bored Civilians. It's the only album that the duo ever made, and it's pretty obscure. It's not a record that sold well in its time, had a very limited release, and was sort of hidden in obscurity for decades, but over the years gained a cult following among record collectors and those especially into sort of late 60s and early 70s English folk and sort of Laurel Canyon inspired Crosby, Stills, and Nash harmony based music, which this record has a lot of influence from that late 60s, early 70s California sound. These guys were from the UK and had come out of the ashes of a more heavy rock oriented group called T2. I don't know a lot about this album. I wish I knew more about it. It's still sort of shrouded in mystery, but it did feature some great musicians on the London scene at the time, including members of the band Brinsley Schwartz, which also included Nick Lowe, and he's credited as playing guitar on some of the tracks on the album. And the record features heavily the pedal steel playing of the great British pedal steel player B.J. Cole. And the string arrangement, the incredible string arrangement on this song, was done by an arranger named Tony Sharp. And I wasn't able to find out many other credits to Tony Sharp, but incredible work on this track, Fly Home. And the album has been re-released in the last several years. You can now find it on Bandcamp, and a vinyl version was released a few years ago. So the album is once again available. We started the set with the artist Jim Sullivan and the song UFO, the title track from his debut album, which came out in 1969. A wild story with Jim and this album. He made this record with some of the top session cats in LA and was hobnobbing with some of the young Maverick movie stars at the time. Peter Fonda and Dennis Hopper were buddies, and he's actually featured in a short scene in the movie Easy Rider. A few years later, he was on his way on a road trip from California to Nashville to make his third record. And somewhere along that trip, somewhere in the desert of New Mexico, he disappeared, never to be seen or heard from again. The case remains unsolved. After Jim Sullivan, it was The Byrds with Going Back, a song written by Carole King that was featured on their 1968 album, The Notorious Byrd Brothers. That was followed by Minnie Riperton with Les Fleurs from her album Come to My Garden, her first solo record after being in the Rotary Connection. And this album was produced and arranged by the great Charles Stepney. And we ended with Fly Home from Keith Cross and Peter Ross. That's going to bring us home for this edition of the Baroque Town Palace. Thanks so much for listening. It is my pleasure to bring this music to you every week. And we are going to go out with a track by Pete Townshend of The Who from an album called Rough Mix that was a collaboration between Pete Townshend and Ronnie Lane from The Small Faces and The Faces. This track features an orchestral arrangement by Pete Townshend's father-in-law, Edwin Astley. This is Street in the City here on the Baroque Down Palace.
Gonna and pray for him to fall. See that man going in the bank with a blue suit? He's carrying a bag full of very important paper. There's old Mac trying to busk with his new flute. Did you read about the Cambridge raper? And pen. He was charged with telling lies again. I see the world go by as I lean against my wall. I watch as Fleet Street makes new heroes rise and fall. The news is written in the eyes of us all. One is a sinner, is a saint, but most of us worried about showing up late. Ooh. I'm gonna lean back on my wall and pray for him to fall.
Who's to blame for the pain?
The Baroque Down Palace is brought to you weekly by WYXR in Memphis, Tennessee, and a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. More information can be found at baroquedownpalace.com.
Sweeter than apple pie, more precious than gold. I'm talking about you, lady. You're the woman of my dreams. Oh, you know you're the woman of my dreams. And my whole time.